The name Boyd is synonymous with Australian art. That's Arthur Boyd. But behind every great man, as the saying goes, is a great woman. And a summer exhibition at the Bundanon Art Museum in New South Wales is aiming to tell the story of the woman behind Arthur Boyd. It's focusing on the woman who encouraged him to become an artist, as well as the generations of female artists that came after him. The exhibition is The Hidden Line, Art of the Boyd Woman. Sophie O'Brien is the head curator at Bundanon. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Yes, hello.
Hello, tell us a little about the women who feature in this exhibition.
Well, it's a very long list. There's five generations of the family that all participated in the arts in some way, many becoming architects and writers. And of course, the one we know the most of across the nation is Arthur, who was a painter, a ceramicist, a printmaker and many other things. But he comes out of this bigger context of a family that has been making for these generations. The first artist in the family was Emma Minnie Boyd, professional artist who showed, so his grandmother, just to put a point of reference there, she showed internationally. She was a professional artist for most of her life, and her own mother had built her a studio to become an artist at a time when that was really not a common thing to do for artists, let alone for women artists. So he comes from a long lineage of people, and so this is really to show that broader context and to show how many professional working artists there are in the family.
How unusual is it to have so many generations of artists?
Well, I would say for modern Australia, it's quite a notable thing. But of course, we're on the land of people who have been generations of artists for many thousands of years. So I think if we think more broadly about the bigger history of Australia, we've got many dynasties of artists in this country. This is one, though, that's because we've got Arthur as a kind of highlight at a period in Australian history, art history, particularly in the 1960s, when Australian art really had a name overseas in a very particular way, particularly after the war in somewhere like London, there was a big Australian kind of blossoming of knowledge about Australian art. So he's a kind of highlight, but I guess there's so many, one of the things this exhibition talks about is how many untold stories there are in Australia and how it's actually, this family is an example of many families of artists who have thrived, particularly from that time in the 1960s, to be artists still today, in younger generations today.
And why have the Boyd women been less visible? Is it simply because they were women, or was Arthur Boyd exceptional compared to them?
I mean, I do think, in a way that makes it a little bit binary because, of course, many of them have long-standing careers that have just at a different period of time. They're younger than Arthur, say, and a different generation. I do think that at the period he was becoming famous, male artists had a lot more attention. I mean, you could arguably say that's still true to a lesser degree, but still true. I think that because when you look at the material that's in archives and folders across Australia, I was looking particularly at the National Gallery archives, the Art Gallery of New South Wales, for women and the NGV as well archives, just to look at what was held about these women artists in our archives. And there's so little. There's a few invitation cards, a few photographs and some biographies. Nothing like the huge folders that are about Sidney Nolan and Arthur Boyd. And, of course, that becomes true by accumulation. The more we know about them, the more we know about them. So I think it's one of those things about, it's really a protest against forgetting all of these other histories. I think lesson to me was document what's around you right now. We've got all of these amazing artists around us, and only some of them really become famous in a really public way. But there's so many artists working every day. And so to visit them, to support them, and to document the artists in your own family is such an important act.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking to Sophie O'Brien, head curator at Bundanon, about the art of the woman in the Boyd family. Give us a flavour of a couple of your favourite pieces.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's hard to choose. There is a room of portraits where we see the women. The first room, we see the portraits of the women as how we've most commonly known the women of this family, which is as subjects of paintings rather than as makers of paintings. That's the introduction to the exhibition. We go into a room with Emma Minnie Boyd and Doris Boyd, both of whom worked with their artist partners to make a vast body of work. And then a room of a real discovery for me was the photography of Mary Nolan, who was Mary Boyd, then married John Percival, and then married Sidney Nolan. Of course, that's, you can see the interconnection between all of these families. It's one big family. We say the Boyd family, but of course it's also the Percival family and the Nolan family and the Beck family. It's a broad, accumulative tree of artists. The photography of Mary is amazing because it not only documents the family, but it also records the lives of these women as they became artists, and really iconic, striking images. And in fact, one of them is the hero image of the exhibition. And then the largest gallery is the work of that generation of Yvonne Boyd, Lucy Boyd Beck, Hermia Boyd, and Mary Boyd herself, Mary Nolan, I should say, who was a painter and then became a photographer. We see this vast amount of work that was produced, and their daughters, which is Lucy and Polly Boyd, Cassandra Boyd, Lucinda Boyd, and of course Celia Percival, who is still a thriving and very much a productive artist. So many of them are still making works. My favourite, I think, must be the tram painting by, it's Tram from 1946 by Yvonne Boyd. It's a painting that stands so much the test of time, and next to something like an Albert Tucker, a Sidney Nolan, an Arthur Boyd, you can see that she's documenting that period in Melbourne during and after the war, when there was so much poverty, there was so much devastation from participating in the war. And there's a real documentation of that period of time in Melbourne where daily lives were so hard. And you can see these figures in the tram just huddled over trying to get to the next stop and trying to eke out a life, because it was a time of great, a great challenging time. But that painting stands up next to any other painting of that period, and I think it's a real icon of how Yvonne herself could have been a painter if she chose to be. She chose not to be, but she very much chose to leave a legacy of supporting artists, which is, of course, Bundan on itself.
Yeah, tell me about Bundan on and how that shapes the way audiences experience the exhibition.
Well, Bundan on was a gift as a property, as an organisation, by Yvonne and Arthur Boyd at a time when they turned it into a wildlife refuge when they purchased it, and they had purchased it with the knowledge of handing it to an Australian public so that anyone could experience the idea of art, learning and the environment coming together. So the property is 1,000 hectares, all up, there's sort of two parts to it, 1,000 hectares, a very beautiful wildlife property, but it has residencies on it, which has hosts about 250 artists across disciplines every year. We've got a very big learning program that welcomes about 6,000 students every year on site. We've got astonishing contemporary architecture by Glenn Murray and Kirsten Thompson Architects, all of which is award-winning. And, of course, we've got the exhibition program and the collection that's associated with it in the homestead and the new art museum building. A lot of what we do is actually not necessarily public-facing, and I think that's a very big part of what Arthur and Yvonne had wanted in their vision, which was supporting artists and artists-to-be very, very actively. But, of course, the museum and the homestead and the very big live events program, which, of course, we've got lots of concerts coming this summer as well. But that program really represents just a tip of the iceberg of what Bundan on can deliver for a cultural community.
Sophie O'Brien, Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, and I hope people, the listeners, come and see the show, because it's a real view into how productive that family can be and how you yourself can be creative and artistic.